Today, it's immigrants on the receiving end of Donald Trump's outrage machine. Tomorrow, I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. Tomorrow, it could be anyone. So wrote California Senator Alex Padilla in his recent and widely cited New York Times opinion piece. Senator Padilla, you'll recall, was forcibly removed from a press conference where, because he sought to pose a question to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, the senator was escorted out, thrown to the ground, handcuffed and detained by federal agents. Something similar happened to New York City comptroller and then mayoral candidate Brad Lander. Senator Padilla highlighted that if this administration is willing to manhandle and handcuff a U.S. senator for asking a question when the cameras are on, imagine what it's willing to do to people who speak out when cameras are off. The senator also noted that if troops can be sent to Los Angeles over the governor's and mayor's objections, they can be deployed anywhere and everywhere, including your hometown. He also pointed out that 90% of the people recently detained by ICE have no criminal record. Senator Padilla's penultimate sentence was a clarion call. If the Trump administration was this afraid of one senator with a question, imagine what the voices of tens of millions of Americans organizing will do. His concluding statement, no one is coming to save us but us. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU because freedom can't protect itself.